Chapter 4. The Messiah is coming. God, through the mouths of the prophets, has promised us that a day is coming when he will establish a kingdom of righteousness over which he will rule himself. He also promised that someday he will cleanse men from evil and bring them salvation from sin. The prophets promised more than this. They revealed that God would send a man to this world who would, first, be a savior from sin, and then, later, would come again as a king and a judge. The name which they gave to this coming savior, king, judge, was Messiah, and the prophecies concerning him were given long before the birth of Jesus, the Christ. Immanuel. Behold, here is my servant, the Messiah, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice, he will not falter or be discouraged, till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the peoples will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says to his Messiah, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people, and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant, for the people and a light to all nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. God himself will give you a sign, a virgin will be child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Immanuel. For to us this child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A righteous judge. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips will he slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. And the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. See, my servant will act wisely, he will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness, so he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. He will take away sin. Ah, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before us like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. His resurrection. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can tell of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a death with the wicked, and a grave with the rich, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. My righteous servant will justify many by their knowing him, he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He was despised and abhorred by the nations, a servant of rulers. Now kings shall see him and stand up, princes will see and bow down. God's invitation to life. Come, all you who are thirsty, says the Lord. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my unfailing kindness is promised to David. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. These are the words of the prophet Daniel, who lived about 615 to 520 BC. He was a Jewish captive in Babylon, and later, a prime minister in both Babylon and Persia. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and he wrote down as follows the substance of his dream. The last day of judgment. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, the hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him, 10,000 times 10,000, stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days, and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High God. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those wise who lead many to righteousness, like the stars, for ever and ever. A message to the world from the King of Persia. King Darius of Persia wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever, his kingdom will not be destroyed, his dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves, he performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. These are the words of the prophet, Zechariah, who lived 542-470 BC. A kingdom of peace. Rejoice greatly, O people! Shout, O daughter! See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Will take away the chariots from the nations and the warhorses from the people, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the world. His rule will extend from sea to sea, his power to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save on that day the flock of his people. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be! On that day a fountain will be opened to my people, to cleanse them from sin and impurity, declares the Lord Almighty. On that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more. I will remove the spirit of impurity from the earth. These are the prophecies of King David, who lied about 1010 to 971 BC. The Messiah comes from David's dynasty. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, His word was on my tongue. The God of heaven spoke, the living God said to me, One comes who will rule over men in righteousness, he will rule in the fear of God. He will be like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth. And is not my house the one he delights in? Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? God said to David, When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. My hand will sustain him, surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute, no wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his power will be exalted. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, my Rock, my Savior. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. These are the words of Malachi, the prophet, who lived about 400 years before the birth of Christ. The day of the Lord. See, says the Lord God, I will send my messenger before him. Then suddenly the Messiah you are seeking will come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice, but do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. I, the Lord, do not change. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. You have said, It is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements, and going about like mourners, before the Lord Almighty? We think the arrogant are blessed. Certainly, the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence, concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, my treasured possession, in the day when I act. I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who obey God and those who do not. Surely the day of my judgment is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked, they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says you the Lord Almighty.